Hi, this is Eva. Today we would like to share the summary of The Heart as a Lonely Hunter. Let's get started. The first chapter of The Heart as a Lonely Hunter introduces us to John Singer and Spiros Antonopoulos, two good friends who live together in a town in the Deep South and who are both deaf mutes. Antonopoulos works in his cousin's fruit store, and Singer works as a silver engraver in a jewelry shop. They spent 10 years living together in this way. One day, Antonopoulos gets sick, and even after he recovers, he is a changed man. He begins stealing and urinating on buildings, and exhibiting a very erratic behavior. Finally, Antonopoulos' cousin sends him to a mental asylum. Although Singer would rather have Antonopoulos stay with him. After Antonopoulos leaves, Singer moves into a local boarding house in a town run by the family named the Kellys. The narrator then introduces us to Biff Brown, the owner of the New York Cafe, the establishment in town where Singer now eats all his meals. Biff is lying on the counter watching a new patron named Jake Blunt, as the constantly drunk Jake is in Guyan. Blunt goes over and sits with Singer and begins talking to him as though the two are good friends. Then Singer leaves. Once Jake realizes in his drunken stupor that Singer has left, he goes into an alley and begins beating his head and fist against a brick wall until he is bruised and bloody. The police bring Jake back to the cafe. The Singer volunteers to let the drunk stay the night with him. Do you want to know what happened next? Let's read the whole story and think what the story wants to tell us.